with DJ Morning Jive. He knew his rap was styling, but I feel half alive. I think my eyes are open, but I'm not really up. Can't have any coffee, there's no cream in my cup. It must be Monday. No matter what the DJ say, ask me why I hate Mondays, and I'll give you the news. Don't like Mondays, cause I got the Monday morning blues.
Morning, Odie. There you go, boy.
I got the Monday morning blues.
Well, I guess I'll go shower and shave.
Thanks for sharing that with me, John. Yes, folks, this is my life. While it may look vital and stimulating, it really isn't. That's because John's a bore. He really needs to get a life, and I intend to help him find one. Why? Because John's my friend, and I'd do anything to help my friend no matter what. Unless, of course, there's something good on TV. Ah, time for my favorite show, Yukon Stinky. This week, Yukon Stinky insults a polar bear. Oh, can't miss that. Hey, John's life can wait.
Well, Stinky, I guess this case is closed.
Give him heck, Stinky.
This is WBOR, the all-national anthem all the time channel. Next, by popular demand, the Canadian National Anthem.
And if you're not completely satisfied with your Ajax nose hair tweezers, we'll refund all your tweezed nose hair.
Take that! I'm back! Oh, and that! And if it's not too much trouble, and if you don't mind...
That should be enough stimulation for one morning. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, 11, 12.
141, 142, 143, 144. Garfield, did you know the bedroom ceiling has 144 tiles?
The living room has 214.
I'm bored.
Why don't you organize your sock drawer?
I'd organize my sock drawer, but I just organized it last night.
I'll be the judge of that. Whoa, I'm impressed. All nicely tucked and sorted by color and size.
These are the winter socks. The summer ones are in the other drawer. Here we have your natural fiber socks. Here's your man-made fiber socks. And, of course, here you've got your blends. You know what, Garfield?
You need a life.
I need a life.
Yep.
There's more to life than socks.
There's underwear.
There's a bigger world out there beyond this sock drawer, and I'm gonna live it.
Get up off your easy chair now. There ain't no time for sitting there now. No more days marking time, long into the night. Now it's a chance. On the light, go on and get yourself a life. Get yourself a life. Nothing to it, boy. Until you do it, get yourself a life.
Nice touch. Haven't you got a life yet? What are you waiting for? Do I have to do everything around here?
How to Make Friends and Fool the Rest.
Obviously a book on sincerity.
I forgot I had this book. Hey, this chapter on getting dates is just the ticket.
Great. Read it and give me a full report. The sooner you get happy with your life, the sooner I can get back to mine. Humans, never satisfied. If only they'd learn to be content with the simple things in life, like lasagna, a good nap, family, dog breath, pee you.
Huh?
It says here, a singles club is just the ticket for a happening kind of guy like me. Let's get to work.
Whatever.
Hey there, would you like to dance with me?
Sure, why not?
Yes! Yes! Did you hear that, Garfield? She wants to dance with me.
It's a miracle.
Come, my dear, let's cut her up.
Jacob Hope, where's that tip?
All set.
Move to the music. Everybody out on the floor. Everybody out on the floor.
Everybody now.
Everybody out on the floor. Everybody out on the floor.
Here it comes.
When you're feeling down,
here's something you can do to turn those blues around, yeah.
When you're feeling low,
here's a little dance that you can do. That's right.
Shake your paw,
shake it,
wag that tail,
wag that tail.
Is dead.
What? When?
Boy, you learn a dance, then Zango. 14 years later, they change it.
Go figure.
It says here, a laundromat is a great place to meet chicks.
Looks like a great place to take a nap.
Clean chicks? Pardon me, I couldn't help but notice your frilly little tutu thing there. Are you a ballerina?
Why, yes, I am. And I couldn't help but notice your teddy bear boxer shorts. Are you a dweeb?
Why, yes, he is.
It says here, a video store is a great place to meet chicks.
Can we get Old Yeller? I love movies with happy endings.
Interested in checking out a little romance?
Will you be renting that tape, sir?
No, he'll be eating it here.
Pardon me, ladies. I seem to have lost my Olympic swimming medals around here somewhere. I might have lost them over there or over there. I just can't remember. Oh, well, I think I'll do some push-ups. Out of my way, Pip. Oops.
Nice going, John. Here we are trying to find you a life, and all you can think about is eating.
So as I was saying to myself when I saw you standing there, this is obviously a chick or lady of distinction and exquisite taste to be shopping in such an expensive store. Did I tell you what lovely eyes you have? And by the way, I want to thank you for listening to me this long without hitting me or shoving anything in my mouth. That means a lot to me. It really does. Hey, I tell you what. Let's get out of this place and grab a cup of coffee somewhere, okay? This way, Marie.
Well, let's give him a hand for trying.
This may come as a surprise to you, Garfield, but I'm just not very good at getting a date.
No, go on. You're putting me on.
Hello there.
Don't flatter yourself.
Steerike one.
Maybe I ought to just forget about meeting anyone, ever. Maybe I'll become a nun.
As long as it gets you out of the house.
Hi there.
Take a hike.
No thanks. I just took one.
Steerike two.
What is it, Garfield? Is it my breath, my looks, my personality? Why can't I... Yo there!
Buzz!
Buzz!
D-Rike 3.
Yes, sirree, Bob. It's times like this. I sits back and feels blue.
Oh, no.
And when a man feels this blue, he's just gotta get it out.
He's gonna sing.
A man's just gotta sing. I ain't got no woman. It's raining on my shoes. My cat is fat, and worse than that, I got nothing but the blue.
And I thought fat people were jolly.
And now this word from our sponsor.
Friends, are you lonely? Bored? A loser? Is your idea of a fun Saturday night sitting home watching television with your kitty cat? Are you so boring that you could make cheesy yawn? Are you so out of touch you think disco is still in? Have you ever passed time by counting ceiling tiles? Compared to you, does a slug seem hyperactive? Well, friend, if this is you, cheer up! There's help for you at the Lorenzo School for the Personality Impaired. That's right! At Lorenzo School for the Personality Impaired, we can show you how to get a life. We can take even the most uninteresting and tiresome bore and turn him into someone vital, energetic, and self-assured. We'll show you how to make friends, how to make good music, how to make good first impressions, how to do impressions, how to have fun. At Lorenzo School for the Personality Impaired, we've got a proven track record.
I thought I'd never have a personality, but after only 14 weeks at Lorenzo School for the Personality Impaired, I now have a great personality.
6 months ago, I was a school crossing guard. Crossing the street was my life. Now, thanks to Lorenzo School for the Personality Impaired, I am a bullfighter. And why am I carrying this stick, you ask? Why, that's to keep the women away.
I wonder if they could help me.
Remember, friend, at Lorenzo School for the Personality Impaired, our motto is, if you can get a pulse, you can get alive.
Well, maybe they'll take you anyway.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Lorenzo School for the Personality Impaired. May I help you?
Yes, I'm here to get a life. I mean, I have a life, but it's boring. Well, it's not that it's boring so much as I just don't have anything unusually interesting going on. Not at the present, anyway. Not that I couldn't, of course. You might say I'm kind of in...
Yes, I see. Well, we'll want to start you right out in room 1A. That's how to make a good first impression. Down the hall, first door on your right. Have a nice life.
I'd settle for a nice lunch.
I wonder if this is the place.
104. 20. 105.
Yeah, this is the place.
How do you do? My name is Lorenzo. And what is your name?
John. John Arbuckle. And this is my... Are you the Lorenzo in the commercial?
In person.
Gee, on TV you sounded so...
So what?
So alive.
Oh, that was a lip sync, you know. My body, Charlton Heston's voice. It's a theatrical thing. It's done quite often.
I see.
Onward and upward, shall we? Have a seat, Mr. Arbuckle. Good morning, class. Welcome to the Lorenzo School for the Personality Impaired, Inc. Remember, our motto is, if you can get a pulse, you can get a life. So the first thing we're going to do this morning is check ourselves for a pulse. If you don't have one, please raise your hand. Oh, my, I see we have several. Well, keep your hands up in the air while my able assistant, Priscilla, will come around and give you a second opinion. The first step to becoming a vital person is to make a good first impression. Now, how do I do that, you might ask? Well, I'll tell you how I do that, you might ask. You do that by walking right up to the person, looking them right in the eye, giving them a firm handshake and saying, "Hello, my name is so-and-so. Everyone turn to the person next to you and give it a try now."
Hello, my name is so-and-so.
Hello, my name is Mary Beth.
Hello, my name is
John. Hi, I'm Mona.
Hello, my name is Garfield. You probably noticed I'm quite short and have excessive body hair.
Was that okay?
Was what okay?
My first impression. I really have no idea what I'm doing.
Oh, good. Neither do I. How was mine?
Your what?
My first impression.
Oh, fine. I guess.
You guess? I knew it.
What?
I have something between my teeth, don't I?
Oh, no, your teeth are fine. See?
See what?
I'm blowing it. I'm making a lousy first impression.
No, you're not. I guess.
Yeah, what do we know?
The second part of today's lesson is learning to dress for success.
I'm naked.
In all modesty, I must confess, in some circles, I am considered a fashion plate, if you will. Let me share a few of my fashion secrets with you now. Rule number 1. notice how I've coordinated my pocket protector with my sock. Well, my left one at any rate. When it comes to color, I say, why wear all the same color? Your ensemble should be a virtual smorgasbord for the eyes. Notice how I've accented my green tweed slacks with this plaid jacket and green tie.
Why do I have this sudden urge to play golf?
Nothing impresses people more than when you speak in a foreign language. Say, for instance, Canadian. Now, this is an easy language to learn. You just talk like you normally would, except occasionally you throw in an A. Example, I am going to town, eh?
I am going to town, eh?
Great, let's all go to town, eh? Maybe we can have some lunch, eh?
I was so shy in gym class, I had my sister take my showers for me.
Oh, I was so shy, I almost starved to death once because I didn't tell my dad I was hungry.
You're not shy.
Oh, yes, I am.
No, you're not. You're like that guy on the beach yesterday.
What guy?
Oh, just some guy. He was walking around flexing his muscles and looking for his Olympic swimming medals.
You don't really have to learn a language if you can sound like you speak it. People are really impressed if you can speak French or if you can sound like you speak French. Example. Vous êtes à des cantoirs. En jeu, c'est vite. En toi, t'es le branchon de patron. Paris. Very impressive, no?
You know, I've had just about enough sophistication for one day. How about you?
Oui, mon ami.
Hey, you. Monsieur Dumb Guy, remember me? What am I? Chopped liver? Duck pate? Foie gras? Why am I getting so hungry?
That's a funny story.
Oh, it's been a wonderful day, John. Class was great and dinner was fun, but most of all, I really enjoyed talking to you. Until I met you, I thought I was the only person in the world to get my tongue caught in an elevator door.
And we didn't even have to speak French.
What?
Think about it. We had a wonderful evening without having to rely on anything we learned in class today.
You mean we can be ourselves and still have a good time?
It's a theory worth pursuing.
What a concept.
I know I've been working so hard to be what I thought other people wanted, I almost forgot who I was.
Well, I'm glad I met the you.
I was fresh out of other me's. Do you know, I've never been able to open up to anyone like this before. Other than my cat, that is.
Other than my cat, that is. My cat. Yesterday I had a name. Yesterday I was his bosom buddy, his confidant. Today I'm his cat. I can't believe it. John's actually met someone who likes him, and it's not even his mother. What's this world coming to? Who would have guessed? John, he doesn't know what he's getting into. I must stop him before he multiplies.
Then in my senior year, I was voted most likely to sit around the house. A lot. And then, Garfield, what are you doing?
Let go of her, John. Who knows where that hand has been?
What a sweet cat.
Don't listen to her, John. She's trying to get to you through me.
Would you like me to scratch behind your ears?
Oh, that's good. She's very smart, John. Once she has me in her clutches, she'll perhaps just a little bit behind this ear. John, listen carefully. It's all just a little lower. This is all a sinister plot to get you to... Oh, yes. There. Oh, yes. Yeah.
Excuse me.
Are you okay?
Oh, I'm fine, really. It's just that I'm allergic to cats.
Oh, For a minute there, I thought you said you were allergic to cats.
I am.
Oh, no.
Aw, too bad. What a shame. She was so cute and such a good ear scratcher, too. Well, come along, John. Say goodbye to your little friend. It's time to fix dinner.
This is terrible.
I'm sorry, John.
Can't you take shots for your allergy?
They don't do me any good.
What can I do?
You can chuck her on the chin, say it's been nice knowing you, kid, and send her on her way.
What if I shaved my cat?
Hey, oh, hi, time out. John, what's with you?
Oh, Mona, you are so sweet. We could really have been something, you and me.
There's something to be said for seniority.
Can we still see each other sometime, John?
I'd like that.
Good.
Not without a chaperone, you won't. John's more than a friend to me. He's my meal ticket.
Come on, I'll take you home.
Hang on! Wait for me! You're not leaving me behind! There's more than one way to skin a cat. So to speak. I saw this on a freeway once.
I'm sorry I'm allergic to your cat, John.
I'm sorry for us. I like you, Mona.
I like myself when I'm with you, John.
Mercy.
What?
Mercy beaucoup.
No, that's merci beaucoup.
Mercy beaucoup.